The Moose Jaw Warriors just keep rolling along. Their first game back at the Moose Jaw Event Center after winning 6 straight through the U.S. division was more of the same, as the Warriors took a 3-0 lead out of the first period against the Regina Pats and never looked back on their way to a 6-3 victory in Western Hockey League action. Moose Jaw improved to 4-1-1-9-0-2 and thanks to a Saskatoon win over Medicine Hat have now moved 7 points clear of the Tigers for second place in the Eastern Conference. The Warriors are also now within 9 points of Saskatoon. We came out pretty well and kind of fell asleep in the second, but it was good in the third and we got the job done, said Warriors captain Denton Matichuk, who had a goal and 2 assists. We were moving the puck well and our breakouts were good. We were exiting the zone clean most of the time and that always helps getting into the offensive zone and out of your zone. That was the big thing tonight. Regina opened scoring 2:49 into the game when a turnover behind the net led to Cole Temple sending a pass out front to Zachary Chance, and his one-timer would go top shelf for the quick 1-0 lead. The Warriors took absolutely no time to get that one back, as on their first rush after the Pats marker, Matthew Savoy would score a shot from the right face-off circle while breaking down his wing. The goal came only 30 seconds after Regina got on the board. Atlee Calvert picked up an assist on Savoy's goal, running his current league-best point streak to 21 games. Moose Jaw then took the lead with 5:40 to play in the period, with Braden Schuurman breaking across the front of the net before tucking the puck around Pat's goaltender Ewan Huet. It wasn't immediately apparent that Schuurman had scored, but Martin Rissavi was at the top of the crease to put home the loose puck regardless. A quick goal review gave the goal to Schuurman for his 19th of the season. Matichuk then made it 3-1 Warriors with 48 seconds to play in the first, with his broken stick shot from the point redirecting at least a couple of times before going off of Hue's glove and in. Calvert then hit the goal tally himself 2:49 into the second, and it was bog standard for the Warriors' overager, set up in front, redirect a pass to the top of the crease and celebrate his 45th goal of the campaign. Jackson Unger had some bad luck behind his own net on Regina's second goal, when his attempted pass was picked off by Braxton Whitehead, and a quick wraparound got the Pats back within a pair 4:42 into the second. The Warriors sent their league-best power play back to work in the first couple minutes of the third period, and they would capitalize. Some slick passing in the Regina zone led to Savoy getting off a shot from the high slot to score as 27th and make it a 5-2 lead 3:02 into the third. Matichuk picked up the second assist, giving him 3 points in the game and moving the Warriors captain into second all-time in defensemen scoring past Scott Schoenick. Matichuk also now sits 4 points back of Nathan Peach as the top-scoring Warrior defenseman in team history. It's pretty awesome. I've been in Moose Jaw my whole career and I love this place, and it's a pretty big moment, Matichuk said. It's something I never thought of coming into the season, but the points will come if you're playing well and hopefully it keep going. Another great passing play led to Moose Jaw's 6th goal. Calvert and Savoy set up Lyndon Lakovic for a shot from the slot into the wide-open net with 8:06 to play in the game. The goal was Lakovic's 17th of the campaign. A turnover in the Warriors' zone led to Regina's 3rd goal and Chance's 2nd of the night with 3:10 to play, but that's as close as the Pats would get. Unger had a relatively calm evening, turning aside 25 shots and making a handful of big saves. Things were far busier at the other end of the ice, as the Warriors fired 50 shots at Huet. The Warriors are back in action on Saturday night when the Lethbridge Hurricanes are in town, and the local squad will be looking for an improved performance after falling 6-3 to the Hurricanes in their last loss before their 7-game win streak. They play hard on their forecheck and we have to be strong in all 3 zones, Matichuk said of what they'll need to do to get the win. We have to make sure the D-zone is solid and we're staying below the puck and things like that and things should go well. Game time is 7 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Event Center.